Ready or not, here are our next two contestants, Sean Patterson and Jonathan Turrer, settling in behind the puzzle podiums. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Jonathan Turrer, interesting last name because you're also do tours.
Yes, it's like destiny.
Oh my God.
It's strange.
New York City tour guide. That is fascinating. You have theme tours. One of the themes is the tour of fear.
There's a lot in the city to be afraid of.
I agree with you. You take the tourists, you're like, don't go down this street. Is that kind of thing? I'm going on your tour. That's all I can say. And Sean, welcome. You have a pretty amazing career as a lyricist.
Well, I've not written anything you've heard, so I don't know that it's all that amazing.
Hey. It's amazing. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm going to do
Thank
this
you.
Right now for you. I'm going to help you out.
I needed the encouragement.
Yeah. You're doing great. What are you currently working on?
I have a show opening in New Orleans, actually.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're both wordsmiths in your own way, and that's good because this game is called Taylor Swifties. That's the name of Taylor Swift's fans, right? Taylor Swifties?
It's actually the name of her ex-boyfriends.
Whoa.
No more Taylor Swift jokes.
There's just so many of them that many of them are here tonight. That's why there was that sound.
None of them or all of them? So, yeah, this game is based on the classic word puzzle called Tom Swifties. A Tom Swiftie features a spoken sentence and a pun which describes how the sentence itself was spoken. For example, I really hate eating shellfish, said Tom crabbily. Shellfish, crabbily. You guys are good. You like that. It's fat. It's clever.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
So we're going to play the celebrity version of this game. We're going to give you clues to famous people whose names can be turned into adverbs by adding the letters L-Y to their last name. For example, I dated Joe Jonas and Taylor Lautner and John Mayer and Jake Gyllenhaal and Zac Efron and Connor Kennedy and Harry Styles, said
Taylor Swiftly. Yes, because that's a list of Taylor's ex-boyfriends, but he said them very fast or swiftly.
Just remember that these celebrities have last names that can be kind of turned into adverbs by adding L-Y to the end. The clues will give you a hint to the identity of the celebrity and the adverbial form of their last name. I hope that makes sense, because we're going to start playing. All shock jocks go to the back of the boat, said Jonathan.
Howard Sternly?
Yes, Howard Sternly. Xena the warrior princess never has to follow anybody's rules and regulations, said Sean.
Lucy Lawlessly.
Very good, yes. I wrote the Joy Luck Club while lying on the beach, said Jonathan.
Amy Tanley?
Yes. Tanley, Amy Tan, the author of Joy Luck Club. Here's another one for you. Actually, mad dogs and Englishmen are terrified of the midday sun, said Sean.
Noel Cowardly.
Yes, very good. Noel Coward, the speaker of that quote and the author of that lyric. 30 Rock is such a campy show, said Jonathan.
Tina Faley.
Tina Faley, yes. Fay being a word that means campy. When I walked on the moon, I could bicep curl 6 times as much as I could on Earth, said Sean.
Neil Armstrongly.
Yes, of course. And I want you all to go home and use that word in a sentence. Donna Martin, D-O-N-N-A, M-A-R-T-I-N, said Jonathan.
Tori Spellingly?
Yes, Tori Spellingly. She played Donna Martin on Beverly Hills 90210, of course. Step right up, step right up. Get your copies of A Brief History of Time right here, said Jonathan.
Stephen Hawkingly?
Yes. Stephen Hawking, the author of Brief History of Time. No, I deserved an Oscar nomination for The Devil Wears Prada, not Meryl Streep, said Sean.
Oh, Stanley Tucci.
No, I'm afraid that's not correct.
Really? Really?
Jonathan.
I've only got Anne Hathaway-ingly.
Shall we open this to the audience?
Let's throw it out there.
Emily Bluntly.
Emily Bluntly, yes, Emily Blunt, the actress from that film. Ophira, do we have a winner?
Just by a hair. Jonathan, congratulations. You'll be moving on to Ask Me One More Final Round. That was a close game. Well done to the both of you.